Hello. Before we start this month's episode, there's something I'd like to quickly say. As regular listeners will no doubt be aware, the HorrorPod Scopecast is, and always will be, ad-free. This is so you can be sure that the 100% scientifically proven accuracy of the predictions is in no way tarnished by interference from sponsors, advertisers, or corporate middlemen. This month's episode is no different. However, you'll notice that something is. I was contacted recently, by email, by the PR department of a luxury hotel chain, asking whether I would be interested in recording an episode in one of their hotels. Owing to some issues involving cash flow and my living situation, I jumped at the chance to take a well-earned, relaxing, and above all, indoor break. Rest assured, though, while I am more than happy to accept a few nights in a hotel, I wouldn't sell the integrity and focus of this podcast for any price. Now, on with the show. Hello, and welcome to a very relaxed episode of the HorrorPod Scopecast. Or should I say, a HorrorPod Scope Basque. As I've been taking in the palatial opulence of the Magnolia Continental Hotel and Spa, where you can enjoy the best in comfort and the best in affordability. The sound you can probably hear behind me is honeymoon couples splashing playfully, business executives taking time off from the Magnolia Continental's extensive and fully air-conditioned business suite, and families reconnecting. All of them coming together to enjoy the third largest leisure swimming pool in Europe. I can just see a waiter in the distance, adding the finishing touches to the Magnolia Martini, one of 8 signature cocktails, which I'm pretty sure is headed my way. So, while I wait for that in a cross stream of twin bubble jets, here are your predictions. Sagittarius, the 22nd of November to the 21st of December. They say that classical music is good for the brain, and this month you're going to need all the brain power you can muster. You might be thinking that no one can master classical music in a couple of weeks, so the cause is hopeless. But relax, there's one instrument you'll be playing to classical standard in no time. The canon from Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Simply load, light, and let it ring. Maximize your brain power now by blasting a Victorian canon right by your ears. Capricorn. The 22nd of December to the 19th of January. Life is like a minibar. Unnecessarily expensive. Aquarius, the 20th of January to the 18th of February. Mercury was the herald of the gods in ancient times, spreading news both good and bad. And Mercury is certainly heralding good things as it takes up a key location in your first house this month. Make sure you're looking your best at all times, because you're going to make the news. Pisces, the 19th of February to the 20th of March. You're going to make the weather. Oh, hi. You just caught me taking some me time in my room. You know, there are only a few things you can rely on as much as the stars, but one of them is the absolute certainty you can get from the Magnolia Continental's award-winning room service. With 6 on-site restaurants, you can explore the cuisine of the world without ever leaving your hotel, or even your room. Choose from French, Italian, Sardinian, Sicilian, Neapolitan, and Scouse cuisine. For a taste of the world you'll never forget. That'll be mine now. Aries, the 21st of March to the 19th of April. They say it's better to have loved and lost, and giving is better than receiving. Planetary movements for love and gifts are in your first house this month, so why not combine the two pieces of time-honored advice and give the gift of loving and losing by ending a friend's relationship? If you're hot enough, sleep with their spouse. And if you're not, say you have anyway and hope that the fallout from that lie will strain the cracks enough. Taurus, the 20th of April to the 20th of May. You have a choice to make this month: integrity or personal gain. When the chance to live up to your word comes along, will you put out the do not disturb sign and sleep in an extra hour? Or will you invite housekeeping in to make up the room of your life whilst you take a 45-minute bubble bath? The choice is yours. Gemini, the 21st of May to the 20th of June. Your sign is the twin sign, representing duality. The haves as well as the have-nots. But what about those who had-nots, as well as aches and muscle pains from the daily grind? Well, don't worry about them. They've had them massaged away in one of 10 international massage styles. They are the people who have experienced true balance. And they've achieved it at the Magnolia Continental Hotel and Spa. You know, the science of horoscopology is in many ways all about relaxation. Quietening the din and hullabaloo of the universe to hear the clear messages that the stars are sending you. After all, what could be more relaxing than knowing what's coming next? That's why this is the perfect place for me to be reading your predictions. It's the Magnolia Continental's 5-star spa and treatment center. I've just had a seaweed wrap, a raw fish facial to replenish omega acids in my T-zone, and a complimentary platter of sushi, which actually feels a little concerning all put together. But I'm sure that concern is nothing but can't be steamed away in one of 4 different temperature steam rooms. Choose from hot, very hot, intensively hot, and illegal inside the EU. Cancer, the 21st of June to the 22nd of July. Emotional strength and physical strength are vying for importance in your life right now. They're equally balanced in your sign, so the choice of which to pick is yours. Just remember, no one ever cried their way to great abs. Leo, the 23rd of July to the 22nd of August. Like a single-use bottle of shampoo, your week will pose the question: use it or take it with you? Libra, the 23rd of September to the 22nd of October. Like a single-use bottle of moisturiser, your week will pose the question: is this all there is? Scorpio, the 23rd of October to the 21st of November. Like a single-use shoeshine kit, your week will pose the question: what exactly is the point? And that's about it for this week. With our horoscopes plotted, our predictions ready, and our bags in our hand, it's just time to check out... Okay. Okay, I thought that... Really? Okay. Okay, could I just... Right. Try this one? Right, try this one? So, it seems there's been a slight mix-up with, that one too. Can you spread it across all of them? Okay, so there's been a slight mix-up, and it turns out I misunderstood the email I was sent ever so slightly. Apparently the offer was for me to come and record here if I wanted to, but not for any kind of freebie. I assumed that, well, it's not important what I assumed, okay? But if you're listening to this, and you're a fan of a show, and you can send a car or any money to the Magnolia Continental Hotel and Spa, really, any money at all, or credit cards, that would be great. I'm having to keep moving in case they find me. But leave the money underneath the ornamental lion by the front gate. Not the one who looks a bit funny, the normal one.